რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 7 საათია, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბები. ამერიკა ტანკებს და артиლერიას განათავსებს ბალტიისპირეთსა და აღმოსავლეთ ევროპაში. ქურთების ძალებმა სირიაში სტრატეგიულად მნიშვნელოვანი ქალაქი დაიკავეს. Freedom House-ის ბოლო ანგარიშის მიხედვით, საქართველოში დემოკრატიის მდგომარეობა მცირედით გაუმჯობესდა. ჯორჯ უოტერენ პაუერის განცხადების მიხედვით, კანალიზაციის ჩადინება მდინარე ვერაში პრობლემებს არ ქმნის. ახლა დაწურლებით გეტყვით ამ და სხვა ახალი ამბების შესახებ. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების თავდაცვის მინისტრმა ეშ კარტერმა განაცხადა, რომ ვაშინგტონი განათავსებს ტანკებს, артиლერიას და სხვა სამხედრო აღჭურვილობას აღმოსავლეთ და ცენტრალურ ევროპაში, რათა მხარი დაუჭიროს მოკავშირეებს, რომლებიც რუსეთის მიერ უკრაინაში ინტერვენციით არიან შეშფოთებულნი. კარტერმა, რომელიც ვიზიტით იყო ჩასული ესტონეთის დედაქალაქ ტალინში, განაცხადა, რომ ბალტიისპირეთის ქვეყნებმა, ასევე ბულგარეთმა, რუმინეთმა და პოლონეთმა თანხმობა გამოთქვეს თავიანთ ტერიტორიაზე სამხედრო ტექნიკის განსათავსებლად, ტექნიკის ნაწილი გერმანიაშიც განთავსდება თითოეულ ქვეყანაში. ნასებულ ტექნიკა საკმარისი იქნება 150-დან 750-მდე ჯარისკაცის აღსაჭურვად. ქურთმა მებრძოლებმა და მათმა მოკავშირეებმა სირიის ჩრდილოეთით მდებარე რაკას პროვინციაში ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლებთან დაპირისპირების შემდეგ დაიკავეს სტრატეგიულად მნიშვნელოვანი ქალაქი აინ-ისა და მისი მიმდებარე სოფლები. ადამიანის უფლებათა სირიის ობსერვატორიის ცნობით, ისლამური სახელმწიფოს თავდაცვით მახაზმა უკან დაიხია და ახლა ის აინ-ისადან 50 კილომეტრი დაშორებულ ქალაქ რაკასთან გადის, რომელიც ისლამურმა სახელმწიფომ თავის დედაქალაქად გამოაცხადა. 500-ზე მეტი ადამიანი დაიღუპა პაკისტანის სამხრეთში ჰაერის მაღალი ტემპერატურის გამო, ათასობით ადამიანი საავადმყოფოებში მოხვდა, სადაც საგანგებო მდგომარეობა გამოცხადდა. ავღანეთის მთავრობის წარმომადგენლების განცხადებით, ავღანეთის ჯარებმა თალიბანთან სამდღიანი ბრძოლის შემდეგ დაიბრუნეს კონტროლი ქვეყნის ჩრდილოეთით მდებარე რაიონზე. ყუნდუზის პროვინციის ჩარდარას უბანი თალიბანმა 21 ივნისს დაიკავა. ყუნდუზის გუბერნატორმა მუჰამედ ომარ საფიმ განაცხადა, რომ ბრძოლისას 6 ჯარისკაცი, 85 მეამბოხე და 1 სამოქალაქო პირი დაიღუპნენ. Freedom House-მა გამოაქვეყნა ყოველწლიური ანგარიში სახელმწიფოები გარდამავალ ეპოქაში, სადაც ნათქვამია, რომ რუსეთი ყველაზე დიდ საფრთხეს წარმოადგენს დღეს ევრაზიაში დემოკრატიის თვალსაზრისით. რუსეთმა და სხვა ავტორიტარულმა სახელმწიფოებმა გადადგეს აგრესიული ნაბიჯები ახალი დემოკრატიების წინააღმდეგ, რასაც კასკადური ეფექტი ჰქონდა რუსეთში დემოკრატიის ჩახშობის და მეზობელ სახელმწიფოებში თავისუფლების და დემოკრატიის მიღწევების ჩაკვლის მხრივ, ნათქვამია ანგარიში. ამ ანგარიში საქართველოში დემოკრატიის მდგომარეობა შეფასდა 4.74 ქულით. ჩარშენ საქართველოს ჰქონდა 4.68 ქულა, ეს არის წინსვლა, საუკეთესო შეფასება 1 ქულა, ყველაზე ცუდი კი 7. საქართველოში არსებული მართველობა კვლავაც კლასიფიცირდება როგორც გარდამავალი მართველობა ან ჰიბრიდული რეჟიმი. მედის თავისუფლება საქართველოში 4 ქულით არის აქ შეფასებული. ანგარიშის ავტორი წერს, რომ უკრაინის გარდა საქართველოა ერთადერთი ქვეყანა ევრაზიის არეალში, სადაც გაუმჯობესდა საარჩევნო პროცესის რეიტინგი. დაახლოებით 140 მილიონი ლარით შემცირდება საქართველოს წლევანდელი სახელმწიფო ბიუჯეტი. მთავრობის დღევანდელ შეთანხმებაზე მისი კორექტირებული ვარიანტი წარუდგინა ფინანსთა მინისტრმა ნოდარ ხადურმა, რომელმაც თქვა, რომ შემცირება შეეხო მხოლოდ მიმდინარე და არა სოციალურ და კაპიტალურ ხარჯებს. ჯორჯენ უოტერენ პაუერმა განცხადება გაავრცელა, სადაც ნათქვამია, რom კომპანიამ ვერეს ხეობაში წყლეთის ქუჩასთან საკანალიზაციო ქსელთან დაკავშირებით ახალი გადაწყვეტილება მიიღო. კომპანია წერს, რომ გზის და განახლებული საკანალიზაციო ქსელის აღდგენას დაახლოებით 30 დღე დასჭირდება, ამიტომ ამ პერიოდის მანძილზე კომპანია დროებით ადგილობრივი მინი გამწმენ ნაგებობას მოაწყობს, რომლის მეშვეობითაც მდინარე ვეროში დაბინძურებული წყლების ჩადინება აღიკვეთება. კომპანიის განცხადებაში ასევე ნათქვამია, რომ საკანალიზაციო წყლები არ ჩაედინება იმ ტერიტორიის სიახლოვეს, სადაც მოხალისეები მუშაობენ და ასევე თბილისელებისთვის მიწოდებულ სასმელი წყალთან კავშირი არ აქვს, რადგან დედაქალაქი სასმელი წყლით მარაგდება არაგვის ხეობიდან. თავდაცვის სამინისტროს გენერალურმა შტაბმა გაარცელა განცხადება, სადაც ნათქვამია, თუ რატომ არ გამოიყენეს სტიქიის ღამეს. ვერტმფრენები განცხადებაში ნათქვამია, რომ სვანიზის ქუჩაზე არსებული ვითარება საშუალებას არ იძლევა, რომ თვით ხელშემწყობ მეტეოპირობებშიც კი იფრინოს ვერტმფრენმა, რადგან იქ არის მაღალი შენობები, ელექტროგადამცემი ხაზების ქსელი და მაღალი ხეები. იგივე პრობლემა იყო ზიურშიც და ზოოპარკის მიმდებარე ტერიტორიაზეც არის ნათქვამი განცხადებაში, რომელიც გენერალურ მასშტაბმა გაავრცელა.
FM It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
How you doing? Here we go. Once again, requests and dedications. And the phone lines are now open. 202-619-2077. Call in and make a request or a dedication for Border Crossings. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. We'll start it off with a request from Maulet Amar, who is tuned in to Border Crossings and writes in to say, I'm a huge fan of the show. I would love to hear Justin Bieber and Jack Yu. Where are you now?
Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hope, and can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. Oh, I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Oh, where are you now that I need you? Nobody else was paying. I gave you the shirt off my back. What you saying to keep you warm? I showed you the game everybody else was playing. That's for sure. And I was on my knees when nobody else was praying. Oh Lord. Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
Crossings, Justin Bieber and Jack Yu from Maulet Amare, listening to Border Crossings today on this Tuesday program. And I've got some Justin Bieber news for you. Everybody's always looking for Justin Bieber news. A couple of things. I'm sure you've heard by now, Robin Thicke and Pharrell being sued over blurred lines by Marvin Gaye's estate family, you know, claiming that it sounds a lot like a Marvin Gaye song, and they lost the lawsuit. Marvin Gaye's family won an award of like $7.1 million. Well, now there's a couple of singers. Devin Copeland, who uses Dorico, is suing Justin Bieber and Usher, saying the same thing of the song Somebody to Love. They're suing Justin Bieber for $10 million, saying that they had a song out first, and they had written the song in 2008, and Justin and Usher stole the song. And copyright infringement and so on and so forth. So judges are going to have to look at that and rule and decide. And I think we were talking, you know, really recently with Johnny Gill on the show, who said, I think that in those lawsuits, the jury should be made up of music industry people. Otherwise, how can somebody who's not in the music industry really determine the validity of a lawsuit like that? So, and I agree with him on that. Okay, other Justin Bieber news. Justin, over the weekend, was in Las Vegas. He was at a resort casino, having a vacation, enjoying his weekend. He was also there to see his good friend Chris Brown perform at that particular resort. During the daytime, Justin was at the pool, the swimming pool. He went there to hang out at the pool, and the DJ who was playing music at the pool all of a sudden put on the song we just heard, Where Are You Now? And so Justin grabbed the mic from the DJ and started singing and jumping up and down on the pool chairs. And everybody started jumping up and down with him and having a good time. So Justin was having fun. And then in the evening when he went to see Chris Brown, Chris brought him on stage and he did a drum solo. Little did we know, Justin Bieber, a very talented drummer. And something else about Justin you may or may not have known, he's a very talented lip syncer. And coming up on July 9th, he will appear on a popular cable TV show in the U.S., Spike TV, and their show called Lip Sync Battle, which has featured some big-name stars. Well, it's going to be Justin Bieber versus Iggy Azalea in a lip sync battle. And they've already posted some clips on the internet of Justin in a black wig and black eyeliner singing Ozzy Osbourne's Black Train. So that's what he's going to sing on the show. All right. This is Border Crossings. Enough Justin Bieber news for one day. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. And you can make a request. Sam will take your request and dedication. He is a new intern, and it's his turn to answer the phones today. So 202-619-2077 for any request you may have. All right. Dada is listening. Dada Thoronka is a longtime listener of Border Crossings and wants me to play a song from Bob Marley for a good friend who is mentally enslaved. That's what it says. So here's Bob Marley's redemption song on Border Crossings.
And ships minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind.
war. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? It's all I ever had. Redemption songs, all I ever had. Redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Used to be that I believed in something. Used to be that I believed in love. It's been a since I've had that feeling, I could love someone, I could trust someone. I said I'd never let nobody near my heart again, darling. I said I'd never let nobody in. But if you ask me to, I'm just my
Crossing Celine Dion from Canada, one of 12 siblings, huge family, and her very first song, when she recorded her first song, a number of years ago. She couldn't speak a word of English. She recorded it in English, but she didn't speak any English. She certainly has a tremendous career. And we love Celine Dion's music, and the world is waiting for her to return to Caesar's Palace. She's taking care of her husband, who is battling cancer right now. So our thoughts and prayers go out to her and her husband. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I am happy you're with us. And Milky Kadir requested that Celine Dion song. So Milky Kadir, thank you for listening to Border Crossings and sending us the request on Facebook, where we get a lot of requests, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I would like to say hello to a bunch of folks who checked in on Facebook. Al-Haji. Al-Haji listens in Ghana to 98.1 FM. And we've got Donna Toos listening. Ian Shorthose, who is just north of Birmingham, is listening to Border Crossings on his shortwave receiver. So, Ian, thank you for finding us on shortwave and for listening. He said, you're coming in loud and clear. Really enjoy the show. So thank you in the UK for listening. Ria's tuned in to Sayus. Ella, Joseph Gabetti is in Nigeria listening. We had Nika on the show yesterday, and she's from Nigeria. So, Joseph, thanks for listening. Moses in Kampala. Clement is tuned in. Leah, she's in Ethiopia listening, along with everybody else who tunes into Shagar FM. And Masresha is listening to us. And Masresha works at the Ethiopian Railways Corporation. Also heard from Carl, Jean-Paul, Samson, and just got a message not too long ago from Millie Marr. And Millie Marr is in Addis Ababa working at Ethiopian Airlines. And says, I listen to your show on Shagar FM 102.1 after work, and I enjoy your program. And Millie Marr made a request, which we'll get on as well. But thank you for listening. And thanks to everybody from Ethiopian Airlines, who also may be listening as well to Border Crossings. You can call in 202-619-2077 and make a request. And tell us what you'd like us to play. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can go to Twitter. We do have a Twitter page, twitter.com. You can send a tweet to BCVOA. That's our Twitter address, BCVOA. If you want to reach out to us, Fel Bell is listening. Fel Bell wants me to play this one, which is the new one from Sia. And this is from her deluxe version of the 1,000 Forms of Fear album. This is called Elastic Heart.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
თავისუფლება FM 107.4
რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
ყოველ დღე 22 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ 9:00-იან სომხურ პროგრამას.
ამენორ თბილისი ჟამანაკოვ 22:05-ից მინჩև 22:30-ը ძეზ ենք առաջարկում ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը.
Լսեք մեզ 107.4 հաճախականությամբ.
Մինչ մինետ ყოველ დღე FM 107.4 რადიო თავისუფლება.
Click it or ticket. Isn't that what they say? Gotta buckle up. fasten those seatbelts. Get into my car. Get out of my dreams and get into my car. That's the Billy Ocean and a request from Bintu in Nigeria, listening to Border Crossings Tuesday. Ray McDonald off today, so no chart chat. Ray was not able to be with us today, and he will return next Tuesday for chart chat. He'll tell us what's been going on the music front. I do have a couple of Guinness records that I want to share with you, some interesting Guinness records. First of all, here's a new record when it comes to donuts. You like donuts, Felicia? I like donuts. Chocolate donuts. Chocolate's my favorite. Some people like the old-fashioned kind. But if you could imagine, in Michigan last week, on Friday, a group of people got together to set a Guinness record, and they lined up 24,000 donuts. That's a lot of donuts. Enough to feed a couple of firemen and policemen. 24,000 donuts. The place is Homburg Township, Michigan. And apparently the donut line ran 2 miles, 750 feet. And it beat the previous record, which was set in Germany a year ago. So congratulations to those folks who broke that donut line record. And here's another record, especially for the young people. We got some interns in our studios. They're college people. They go to college. College people live on pizza. Am I right? College people live on pizza. And I know I did when I went to school. And so now there's a new pizza record, which was just set. And the pizza record was set at the Milan World Fair. The pizza was, and this is one of those long pizzas. They made a long pizza. 1,595,000 kilometers. Isn't that a long pizza? That is a long pizza weighing 5 tons. And that's how long the pizza is. The new record for the world's longest pizza, which was created by 60 chefs who worked to make this pizza at the Milan World Fair. I'm hungry talking about donuts and pizza now. It's almost lunchtime. All right, coming up next, we've got a request from K. Kanye Hollick, who's listening to Border Crossings. He sent in his Happy Father's Day greeting. He asked me to play this song from Eminem. This is one of my favorites from Eminem. This is a song called Mockingbird on Border Crossings.
Yeah, I know sometimes things may not always make sense to you right now, but hey, what daddy always tell you, straighten up, little soldier, stiffen up that upper lip. What you crying about? You got me. Haley, I know you miss your mom, and I know you miss your dad when I'm gone, but I'm trying to give you the life that I never had. I can see you sad, even when you smile, even when you laugh. I can see it in your eyes, deep inside you wanna cry, cause you're scared. I ain't there, daddy's with you in your prayers. No more crying, wipe them tears, daddy's here, no more nightmares. We gon' pull together through it, we gon' do it. Laney uncle's crazy, ain't he? Yeah, but he loves you, girl, and you better know it. World we got in this world, when it spins, when it swirls, when it whirls, when it swirls. Two little beautiful girls, looking puzzled in it. Days. I know it's confusing you. Daddy's always on the move. Mama's always on the news. I try to keep you sheltered from it, but somehow it seems the harder that I try to do that, the more it backfires on me. All the things growing up is daddy that he had to see. Daddy don't want you to see, but you see just as much as he did. We did not plan it to be this way, your mother and me, but things have got so bad between us. I don't see us ever being together ever again, like we used to be when we was teenagers. But then of course everything always happens for a reason. I guess it was never meant to be, but it's just something we have no control over, and that's what destiny is. But no more worries, rest your head and go to sleep. Maybe one day we'll wake up and this'll all just be a dream.
Now hush, little baby, don't you cry, everything's gonna be alright. Stiffen that up a lip up, little lady, I told ya, daddy's here to hold ya through the night. I know mommy's not here right now, and we don't know why. We feel how we feel inside. It may seem a little crazy, pretty baby, but I promise mama's gonna be alright. Right.
It's funny, I remember back one year when daddy had no money. Mommy wrapped the Christmas presents up and stuck them under the tree and said some of them were from me, cause daddy couldn't buy them. I'll never forget that Christmas. I sat up the whole night crying, cause daddy felt like a bum. See, daddy had a job, but his job was to keep the food on the table for you and mom. And at the time, every house that we lived in either kept getting broken into and robbed. The
shot up on the block and your mom was saving money for you in a jar, trying to start a piggy bank for you so you could go to college. Almost had $1,000 till someone broke in and stole it, and I know it hurt so bad it broke your mama's heart, and it seemed like everything was just starting to fall apart. Mom and dad was arguing a lot, so mama moved back on the Chalmers in a flat one bedroom apartment, and dad moved back to the other side of 8 Mile on Novara. And that's when daddy went to California with his CD and met Dr. Dre and flew you and mama out to see me. But daddy had to work, you and mama had to leave me. Then you started seeing daddy on the TV and mama didn't like it, and you and Lainey were too young to understand it. Papa was a rolling stone, mama developed a habit, and it all happened too fast for either one of us to grab it. I'm just sorry you were there and had to witness it firsthand, cause all I ever wanted to do was just make you proud. Now I'm sitting in this empty house just reminiscing, looking at your baby pictures. It just trips me out to see how much you both have grown. It's almost like your sisters now. Wow, I guess you pretty much are. And daddy's still here, Lainey, I'm talking to you too. Daddy's still here, I like the sound of that chair. It's got a ring to it, don't it? Mama's only gone for the moment.
Now hush, little baby, don't you cry. Everything's gonna be alright. Sniffing at a bullet bump, little lady, I told ya, daddy's here to hold ya through the night. I know mommy's not here right now, and we don't know why. We feel how we feel inside. It may seem a little crazy, pretty baby, but I promise my little mama's gonna be alright. And if you ask me to, daddy's gonna buy you a mockingbird. I'ma give you the world. I'ma buy a diamond ring for you. I'ma sing for you. I'll do anything for you to see you smile. And if that mockingbird don't sing and that ring don't shine, I'ma break that birdie's neck. I go back to the jeweler who sold it to ya and make him eat every carrot. Don't fool with that.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Crossings, two of the best in the business. Just doesn't get any better than Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston right here on Border Crossings. And that is a request from Freeman Ankmar, who is tuned into the show. He says, in Cape Coast, Ghana. And he says, how's everyone in Washington doing? I think we're doing okay. We're doing fine. Felicia's okay. She's a little bit hot. She's got a leg cramp. She's tired. But otherwise, she's fine. No complaining now. But we're doing okay. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. Freeman says, we love America. Well, America loves the world. You know, we do. We love the world, and we're glad that the world joins us here for an hour for requests and dedications on Border Crossings. People like Lord Oji in Kuwait and Rukundo Theobald and Mugisha, who is listening right now at Queen Elizabeth Park in Uganda. So hello to everybody in the park, including the squirrels and the deer. And everybody else, keeping you company, Mugisha. Thank you for your message. And by the way, Mariah Carey was spotted in Italy over the weekend. She was on a yacht with her new boyfriend, billionaire James Packer. That's kind of neat. And as far as Whitney Houston goes, I've got some Whitney Houston news for you. This is, well, actually not about Whitney, but more so about Bobby Christina, Whitney's daughter, who has been in a coma since January 31st. When she was found unconscious in her bathroom, in her bathtub at home. Just like her mom. Same situation as mom a few years back. And apparently this is brand new news. This has just come in this morning. And it says Bobby Brown's sister, Leola Brown, has taken to Facebook to say that Bobby Christina is off life support. She was taken off the ventilator. She's off life support, and however, her health is not deteriorating. It's improving. That's the report from Bobby Brown's sister, Bobby Christina's aunt, Leola Brown. She goes on to say, "No for certain." These are her words posted on Facebook. "No for certain, Bobby Christina Brown is not on life support, and today she continues to improve. We will never give up on her, not one Brown." So there you go. They're doing the best they can. All right. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. We've got a request to play, and then I'm going to say hello to some new Facebook followers who have joined us for the first time on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. First, a request from Alfred Charlie Jokovic Upgraders. I like that name. Who writes in to say, I tune in Sierra Leone, and I want to hear a song from Jason Derulo for all of us in Freetown. So please play this. This is the latest from Jason Derulo off his new album, Everything Is Four. This is called Want to Want Me on Border Crossings.
So I'm a slave. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door. Where are my keys? 'Cause I gotta leave, yeah. In the back of the cab, I took the driver head in town. Give me the pass. I got your body on my mind. I want it back. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high, so high. Girl, you don't want.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
And a song that was made popular in 1966 originally by the late Percy Sledge, who died in May at 74. A song that was re-recorded several different times, but that's Michael Bolton's version from 1991 of When a Man Loves a Woman. And it's a request from Marcia, who's listening in Ghana, to Border Crossings, and she says, hello to Mom and the family, my biological dad, my stepdad, all the dads who celebrated Father's Day. Happy Father's Day So, Marcia, thank you very much for calling in to Border Crossings and making that request on our show. I'm Larry London. I mentioned we've got some new fans, new followers of our Facebook page. I'd like to acknowledge right now Rama Ali. So, hello to Rama Ali, Lule Gurma, Diogo Jose Silva Perez, Rocky Habisha Gal, Asmilash Garamu, Solabe Best, Solo Aragay, So Lee, Prince Suban bin Rafiq, Belichu Sarah, Shiraz Khan, Bijit Pezmerj, Endale Alemu, and Belen Paulos, Ibra Tsege, Rediet Ngusi Terrigan Masrisha Tuwabe, who I just mentioned a little while ago. Masrisha's listening. Armin Buren is tuned in. Angita Work Tegin, Haley Man, Mule, Muluken Osi, Awe Olita Meje David, Magdar Lean Salasi Awuye, Ermi Don, Millie Mar, who works for the airlines, Bahailu Barento, and Eto. Those are all new fans of our Facebook page. So there you go, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Glad you're with us. Might Man is with us. Might Man sent a request in. Enrique Iglesias was recently touring, and he has this drone that he was flying around over the audience during the concert. And the drone got close to him, so he grabbed it with his hand. He cut his fingers up, and he started bleeding, so he hit his hand from the crowd. He's wearing a white T-shirt, so his blood splatter all over the place. He went on with the show. He finished the show. Right after the show, he went to the hospital. He thought he was just going to get some stitches. Apparently, it was worse than that. He needed surgery. So he had surgery to repair his hand, and very soon, in about a couple of weeks, he's going to resume his tour in Mexico City. So here is Enrique Iglesias by request, and this is Don't Turn Off the Lights.
I don't have to tell you what this is all about, 'cause baby, got the funnies in us figuring it all out.
See you.
Border Crossings, Enrique Iglesias, and don't turn off the drone while it's flying by. That's my advice to you, Enrique. Have one of your assistants do that. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Thank you very much for your requests and dedications, and I would like to also say hello to some latecomers who are late to the party. Ash Nafi is in Ethiopia listening. Hello, Ash. Lovely Josephine says we love you in Uganda, and I love you back. Ogwo Ojum is in Nigeria, tuned in. Maktoub Adis is a tutor, and he said that he and his 169 students are all listening right now. So thank you, Maktoub, and hello to all of your students who are tuned in. And Brian Cabasso is in Zambia and also listening to Border Crossings. Thanks, everyone, for all your email and requests. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to thank Greg, our engineer, and Felicia, our producer-director, and, of course, with the help of Sam and Zoe and Marissa, we were able to bring you today's show. I'm Larry London. I'll see you tomorrow, 1500 U.
Radio თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველდღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გთავაზობთ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამას.
Говорит Радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველდღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს Радио თავისუფლება.